From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Centrist Emmanuel Macron, a former economy minister and banker, and National Front leader Marine Le Pen have emerged as the two top vote-getters following Sunday's first-round French presidential election. They face off May 7th in a second and final round.
Je souhaite, dans 15 jours,
Macron, an advocate for the European Union who founded his En Marche movement just a year ago, said he will be the president of all the French people, of patriots and against nationalists, in apparent reference to the rightist National Front.
La première étape qui doit conduire les Français à l'Élysée est franchie.
Le Pen, who hopes to become the first female French leader, hailed the historic vote as a first step to take the French people to the Élysée Palace. Monash University analyst Ben Welling said with Macron ahead in the polls, this is a good outcome for Democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
Investors seem to view the outcome as positive, with the euro soaring and stocks rallying in Asia trading. Italian-born conservationist Kuki Gallman was shot and wounded in an ambush Sunday by unknown gunmen while inspecting damage to her conservation park in northern Kenya. Rangers from the Kenya Wildlife Service intervened and fought off the attackers. Gallman on her way to inspect fresh damage to her property after intruders burned down a retreat on Saturday. The area has been hit by a wave of violence. This is VOA News. Reports indicate North Korea has detained a third American as he tried to leave the country Saturday. He's identified as Tony Kim, who taught accounting at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. No official reason given for his detention. The school's chancellor said it involved activities outside the school. Tufts University analyst Sung-Hyun Lee said it's part of the pattern of arbitrary detention of foreigners by North Korea.
When it comes to ethnic Koreans, they have exhibited an insidious possessiveness. Even if they are U.S. citizens or a citizen of another country, North Korea feels that just by a virtue of being an ethnic Korean, they can do as they will.
Two other Americans, Korean-American Kim Dong-chul and 22-year-old student Otto Warmbier, have been sentenced to years of hard labor. The Syrian army, backed by Russian warplanes and its allies, reportedly has advanced against rebels in western Syria near Hama City after capturing the town of Halfaya and several hills Saturday after rebel forces withdrew. President Donald Trump marked Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day Sunday with a video address to the World Jewish Congress, calling the Holocaust of millions of Jews during World War II the darkest chapter of human history, and calling for the defeat of anti-Semitism. Speaking at Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said next to the rediscovery of anti-Semitism in the West is a new fierce hatred exploding in the East, the anti-Semitism, he said, of extreme Islam led by Iran and the Islamic State. At least 8 Somali Security Force personnel were killed and 5 wounded after a roadside explosion targeted their vehicle in Galgala near the port city of Bosaso Sunday in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The jihadist group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. President Trump put pressure on opposition Democrats to back funding for construction of a border wall with Mexico. In a Sunday tweet, he said Democrats don't want money from budget going to border wall despite the fact it will stop drugs and gang members. His Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly appeared Sunday on U.S. television.
We have tremendous threats, whether it's drugs, people, potential terrorists coming up from the south, and some type of a barrier, an effective barrier, backed up by the brave and very effective men and women of DHS, I believe is essential.
Trump administration officials say it's unclear whether the president will veto spending legislation that would result in a government shutdown over the issue. Kenyan Daniel Wanjiru won the men's London Marathon Sunday in 2 hours, 5 minutes, 48 seconds. Fellow Kenyan Mary Katani broke the women's world record on the way to a third London Marathon triumph. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.